right, listeners and viewers, we are back, episode 2, with Chris Darian, the CEO of Synth and the Chief Revenue Officer of Cloud Conduction. And he's been talking about his seemingly unique pathway, but as it turns out, we know it's a very Detroit pathway. We know there are a lot of people who don't follow a traditional, I went to college, I did this. There's a lot of exploration along the way. And you mentioned this, and I want to come back to this because we do talk about this openly. You talked about people that look like you. You talked about how, you know, some of the challenges you faced were challenges that you saw as a consequence of being a Black person in this city and trying to navigate things like credit, things, you know, all these kinds of things. And I think it's important to recognize that we live in a city that's 80% African-American, brown and Black people in this city. And what we have to do is recognize that in all the work we do to advance the cause for Detroit. If, simply put, if we don't have an inclusive economic engine here, game over. You know, that's why I really applaud the work that Johnny and Lex are doing in the building here with Black Tech Saturdays. We, you know, there is no joy for any of us to feel any kind of success in Detroit if it's not inclusive. And particularly inclusive of those African-American brown people in this city who stuck it out and stayed here and decided not to bail when there was a mass exodus out of the city from a population of over 2 million to a population now about 650,000. They decided to stay. They decided to keep their homes and try to make a future here in Detroit. And now as we build it back better, we have to include them in that conversation and in that pathway and in those jobs. And I think that's what movements like Black Tech Saturdays are doing. And that's, you know, kind of what your mentors have done on a personal level is help kind of guide you along that way and say, you know what, it's okay if you don't go straight, but, you know, stay within the, it's almost like you're doing bumper bowling, you know, where you have the bumpers on the sides and you don't have a gutter ball, but, you know, the ball doesn't necessarily still go straight, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of how you were describing it. So now you're on the heels of something big and you've joined an organization that's going to be hosting its first major summit. If I get this right, it's the North American FinTech Coalition. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
Great. So tell us about that and tell us about this summit that you're planning.
Well, first, I just want to say I still use bumpers in the bowling alley. So my kids, my 6-year-old, way better at bowling than I am. So I stink. It's an exciting organization. I sit on the executive committee because they have founders. They're spreading across the country, and they wanted to have they became aware, like the rest of the country, that Detroit is just this growing tech entrepreneurial ecosystem. So they want to be on the ground here. They want to meet founders. They want to get to know the ecosystem, and you know they want to connect, you know, financial institutions to founders, specifically, you know, Black and brown founders across the country and especially here in Detroit.
Right. You know, we have someone here in the building, Doug Song, who was the founder and CEO of Duo Security, one of Michigan's first unicorn companies when it was sold in 2018 to Cisco. And Doug has now founded a family foundation, the Song Foundation. But his work is all dedicated to the proposition that we need to create funding pathways for Black and brown businesses. And we need to do it in the world of tech because you can leapfrog in tech in a way that you can't in some of the more staid traditional businesses like manufacturing. That's very capital intensive at the outset, you know? And so what he and his team are doing are looking for opportunities to attract VCs to start looking and opening up those purse strings so that more African-American females and males can take part in that venture capital community and fund their businesses. We know that there's a very, very small rate of investment going to Black-owned businesses, and we need to change that if we really are sincere and genuine in our efforts to make this an inclusive, ongoing economic engine. I personally think, you know, we haven't seen a recession in a good long while, and we've seen a couple soft landing bumps where it seemed like it was going to it, and then it kind of took off again. And whenever that's happened, there's always fueled by some sort of epic change in productivity where, you know, you had the internet coming on, that fueled, you know, another surge in jobs and in different kinds of jobs. I think what we're seeing now is a sustained economic engine borne out by a lot of small businesses, people who've just opted out of the corporate world, like you, Chris, just like you, that have opted out of the corporate world and said, I think there's more out there, and I think I want to make my own impact, and I don't want to be governed by a company telling me how I'm going to make that impact. I want to do it myself, and I think that's a very powerful inducement for many people to do what you're doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you put it really eloquently. Tech is honestly the great equalizer. You know, it allows someone who's sitting in Detroit to learn techniques and concepts that, you know, are at Harvard or in another country. It allows you to gain the skills to almost become anything that you want to be, to pull that information down and to put it in place. And as we're sitting here, you know, as everyone hears this great AI expansion that's starting to happen, you know, I don't think it's going to create like robots that are going to take over the planet. But what it actually is doing is allowing, you know, a singular person to be everywhere at once. So you can drop something into the AI and say, I want to learn X. Give me a path to learn it with the next 90 days that fits me personally. And it does. It does it, you know, pretty instantaneously. And it's that power, that knowledge in tech that that I think that we have to begin to harness, you know, as Detroiters, you know, as, you know, entrepreneurs, the Black and brown community, you know, and make sure that we're staying on the cusp. You know, you don't always have to touch the bleeding edge. That's for us, like crazy entrepreneur startup types, you know, but start to understand what it means for you in your life.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. So tell us, what are you guys going to be looking to accomplish during this first summit?
Well, I can't, there's a whole lot coming. We're super, super pumped. I can't really say I've got to like mom's word.
All right. I'm not going to be able to finagle it out of you. So you're going to have to. So you're going to hold us in suspense. You've got this big fintech conference coming up. You're doing it in Detroit. And hopefully, with any luck, we can introduce you to some people in the building while you're here taping our show so that we can take a swipe at bringing this conference to NewLab, where I think you'll find a very welcoming environment and one that's really energized and would really benefit from having your group down here. So I'm kind of acting as ambassador for NewLab on this show, because even though you're not going to let me tease out some of the details of this, I will come back to you to find out more, and I'll nose around this until I get the answer. But in the meantime, I'm hoping you'll consider. You've been down here now. You've seen it for yourself. What's your initial take on NewLab?
Holy smokes. Like, amazing. It is, as someone who has experienced, like, this full, I'm really starting to appreciate my age. I used to hate like getting older, but you know, when I look at like the beautiful parts of it, I've experienced really early Detroit in the 80s. And then to see like a building like NewLab now, you know, and it's absolutely beautiful, and the energy and the people and, you know, just all the things that are happening in this building, it's just a testament to, you know, the work of everyone here in the city of Detroit, everyone's skill set and passion and the grit. It is an amazing building. I love it. I think I want to like try to work down here.
I've told people this and I don't think they disbelieve me, but I think you sometimes have to come down here to see it and to believe it. But having been a remote employee most of my career, I never imagined that I would be returning post-COVID to a physical on-site work environment that I literally look forward to coming to every day. I meet so many interesting people. I meet so many people doing interesting, cool things. And there is so much in the way of technology and collaboration and innovation that is disrupting the mobility space, the fintech space, the sustainability space. I mean, you name it. It's all going on here. And NewLab has become the lightning rod to attract all this activity into one building. And it's been really fun to be a part of it and to watch it grow. So, Chris, I will come back to you. I will stalk you to get the answer to more of my questions about this stealth event that you're hosting.
Absolutely.
But let's see what we can do to bring it right here to NewLab, where great things are happening and the future of Detroit is electric. So to our listening and viewing audience, you've been listening to Christopher Dargan, the Chief Revenue Officer at Cloud Conduction and the CEO of Synth, share his origin story, Disrupted in the D. Chris Dargan, thank you so much. And we'll be back, and we're going to haul you in for another show to talk more about this.
Thank you, Ron.
All right. Take care, my friend. And to you and our listening audience, come on, get disrupted with us. Give us your feedback. Share your comments. Share this episode. And bring others into this story of how we help lift people up. You don't have to have a traditional path. You just have to have a path to purpose. And you know, there's so many people that can help you along the way. And many of us are right here in this building, right down here in the NewLab facility. So take care, my friends, until the next time. This has been Disrupt Ed with Ron Stefanski. Take care.